Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So Bob Menendez is pleading not guilty to being a foreign agent for Egypt. And I got to tell you, folks, I don't know. I mean, what kind of problems do you have, I guess, when you have the gold bars and evidently stacks of cash? And I have to admit, I've never had that problem before of too many gold bars or too many stacks of cash sitting in suit coats. Evidently in the closet. So I just have never had that problem. I can't really relate. Welcome back, everybody, to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we go into hour number three here of the program, going across your radio dial all across the United States overnight in the AM in America. And, of course, we're broadcasting to our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 The Answer. Good morning to everybody there. Good morning to everybody at GCN. We're up on the satellite with GCN. Check out GCNlive.com for the live streams if you'd like to listen to the program that way. And welcome to everybody who's out there right now working across America, getting the job done, whatever you're doing. We want to give you a special shout-out this morning. Thank you for choosing to spend some time with us here. We think we've got a lot more to talk about. And, of course, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon here in just a few moments, right after I give you the telephone number. That's 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program this morning, if you have a question for myself or Denise, or if you have some insight, some opinion, some comment on what's going on all around the world. So without further ado, welcome again to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, also the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, right before we went to the break, you know, we were talking about these proxies basically attacking U.S. personnel, U.S. bases. I also saw something else too, Denise, and that was the U.S. obviously has to have some kind of contingency plan in the offing here to try to get U.S. citizens out of the Middle East. Anthony Blinken is saying, you know, there could be an escalation going on here. It just seems like this is cascading at this point.
You know, I actually had on Laura Ingraham last night and was listening to the fact, and I think Tucker is after this, Carlson, you know, we don't want to go to war. We don't want to go to war with Iran. Well, Iran has been at war with the United States, really in the West, but particularly the United States, since the Beirut bombings, at a minimum, which happened to be 40 years ago yesterday. And we did nothing. We pulled under Reagan. We pulled out. And we throw sanctions out there and so forth and so on, but then we try and normalize them again. We try and bring them back into the fold and make them a citizen of the United States doing the JCPOA. And then we give them money, and then we do this, and we do that. And at what point do we declare that we've had enough?
Right.
Now, I'm going to just probably freak people out here. But I think Biden asking for some money is the right thing, but I don't think he's asking for the right money and for the right reasons. I think that we need to deal with Iran once and for all. And if it means going to war, then I think we're going to necessarily have to do it. Now, I don't know what the war is going to look like. I don't necessarily mean that we're going to go send boots on the ground and we're going to look like, you know, the Normandy invasion here. But how many lives does it take? How many threats does it take, not only for the United States and for our military bases around the Middle East, and our ships, and the threat to Israel, of which we're having to throw, but you see what I'm saying?
Sure.
Why can't we just be done with this? Now, we have a lot of, as I mentioned yesterday, we have a lot of extraordinary things that we can do to finish off Iran. And I think those need to be up for some major consideration here. I mean, consider just for a moment, if we eliminated the mullahs, because poor Iranians, they don't like the mullahs either.
Indeed.
They don't like living in these conditions. So if we just deal with the regime in Tehran and finish them off, imagine how peaceful things would be in the Middle East. See what I'm saying? I mean, something is just, let's just kind of be done with this.
Well, we were on the track to isolate them. You know, the Trump administration was really isolating Iran. Iran didn't have any money.
Precisely.
Yeah, I mean, that was all on the right track. And here comes Biden and Blinken. And Biden and Blinken. Exactly. Just almost a spite. Why? Because Trump did it?
Precisely. But it's kind of like, you can almost point to all terrorism back to Iran. That's getting, I would say, a lot of partnership and a lot of assistance from other rogue nations, including Russia. So, I mean, we're so risk averse that we put ourselves at risk.
Right. Now, that's a good term, the risk averse. And I totally hear what you're saying. And at the same time, what is this sort of power that Iran, this air that they have over the Democrat Party elite? That seems like there's a huge issue there, too.
Well, because they protect anything Shiite, you know, not necessarily Sunni, but Shiite. So,
right.
We cause our own problems here.
Indeed. Denise Simon, stay right there because we're coming right back, everybody. More with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Coming up right after this. Stay right there.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. You know, it's interesting to me that evidently, as I mentioned earlier in the program, you know, Israel is pledging unrelenting attacks on Hamas. That has not obviously ensued just yet. But the U.S. and, get this, Barack Obama are urging caution with all of this. You know, my question and my first question to Denise here in just a moment is going to be, does anybody tell Hamas, you know, you better exercise some caution here? All right, let's get right back to Denise Simon. Don't forget, folks, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Oh, and by the way, got a direct message. This from Fred listening on WGUL there in the Tampa, Sarasota area. And he's asking, are there any podcasts of the overnight show? Fred, thanks for your message very much. I'm working on that. We're working on that. And we should have something for you on that here very, very soon for you to be able to download the actual podcast or the actual audio from the overnight program. So, again, thanks for the message. And, of course, he sent us a direct message right there from KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, yeah. So, you know, in fact, Barack Obama's exact quote was, any military strategy that ignores the human costs could ultimately backfire, unquote. So does anybody tell Hamas to take it easy?
Well, do you think that Israel's ignoring anything?
No, of course not.
Clearly not.
No, of course not. In fact, they're telling people, get out of the way.
You know, this is and we're telling, you know, first the administration saying to Israel, we're not going to get in your way. This is, you have a duty to, you know, fight back, blah, 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 blah. And on, you know, 5 minutes later they go, well, we want you to slow down. We don't want a ground incursion until we deal with these hostages. Well, which is it?
Right.
You know? I mean, Nobody is more caring about life. Nobody is more caring about life, no country, than Israel. I mean, let's not forget that they gave up 1,000 prisoners to get back one of their IDF soldiers who had been in prison for 5 years. They gave up 1,000 for one.
Yeah, significant.
That tells you everything. So it's like, shut up, Barack Obama. You know, you're the one that really started all this, by the way, because he and John Kerry got into the JCPOA, which, by the way, actually started with who? Jake Sullivan getting on a plane with Hillary. She was going over to the Middle East, and while they were over there, he quietly got on another plane and flew to Oman to open the back channels to what? Iran. So, you know, cough it up here, little Jake Sullivan.
I mean, yeah, I hear you. I totally hear you on that. And again, you know, just the very specter of all these things happening is, I think, very just awesome and terrible. It does, again, it doesn't seem like there's something that Biden can do tomorrow that helps to really turn a lot of this off. But a lot of Israelis are asking the question, though, is did Biden come over there and continuing even after coming back to the U.S., is he trying to deter Israel or deter Hamas? I mean, that's a great question.
Well, he's clearly deterring Israel. I mean, that's just plain and simple. You know, the Democrats, including the New York Times, have been doing this for decades. So, yeah.
Well,
now, it occurred to me yesterday, day before yesterday, you know, we see all these protests going around the world on Free Palestine. Well, let's fight back a little bit, shall we? Why don't we go on a campaign that says Free the Uyghurs and send a warning shot over the bow of China? How about that? Why don't we start some nonsense here? And see how that works out for them. Free the Uyghurs. You know, and Qatar. Let me explain another thing about Qatar, who is, by the way, harboring terrorist organizations and their money. And that goes all the way back, at a minimum, to when who? Barack Obama let the 4 Gitmo detainees, the Taliban chief commanders, he released them. I'll never forget it because it happened on my birthday. But he released them. And where do they go? Doha. You know, we actually opened a Taliban embassy. So,
a Taliban embassy. Yeah.
Yeah. Precisely. And this was all the same weekend. Remember Bo Bergdahl? Mm-hmm. And it was also the same weekend that Obama goes to West Point to deliver a graduation speech. But who was it that he met there during that weekend, you know, to rub elbows and collude? Well, he met the Al-Thani family. Who's the Al-Thani family? They happen to be the royal family of Qatar. Now, why were they there? Oh, glad you asked. Because Al-Thani's son is a graduate of West Point from Qatar.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I know. Sometimes you just got to sigh like that. I mean, this is what the world is really like now. And it's, I think it boggles everybody's mind. And, you know, earlier in the program, Denise, there was a poll that we saw, and it said that 84% of people in the United States side with Israel. I'm really concerned about the 16% who side literally with Hamas.
Well, and that's precisely, or the Palestinians. So what we ought to do is, you know, for every sign and every flag that they're holding up, let's do the same thing and demand the same of the Uyghurs, shall we? Oh, one more thing about Qatar. Qatar was to host the World Cup, the soccer thing, and they built these amazing stadiums and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. Well, who do you think did the construction? Shall we ask who did that construction? Oh, yeah. How about the construction was done by North Korean slaves. and they had to send that they were living in these horrible conditions, and the slaves got to keep like 10% of their paychecks, and the rest of it had to go back to the North Korean regime. Talk about slaves.
Yeah.
Slaves?
Yeah, I mean, that's infuriating, isn't it? I mean, here we are, it's 2023, planet Earth, and there's actual subjugation going on like this, whether it's the Taliban, whether it's what you're describing here, whether it's the Uyghurs. You know, this is these kinds of things, but yet people seem to glom on to say, well, no, Israel, they're the oppressors. They're the colonists.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely.
And it's almost, it's like, it's uninformed. And in so many ways, it's ignorant.
Well, you know, it's kind of like everybody thinks they know something. And whatever it is, you only know like 0.1%.
Well, but we're happy to set the record straight. You know, I know you are, I am, but what we're fighting against is sort of an inculcated sort of point of view that you have to have. Somehow Israel just is bad in their eyes because they've literally been taught that.
In fact, I would argue that if you listen to some of these Israelis and these interviews, I almost think that they're too nice and too accepting. What other country, name me one other country, that virtually has to have bomb shelters all over the place, that has to have fencing and drills and concertina wire, and, I mean, what are, and sirens and phone apps? Because of what they have been through. What other country lives that way? Because I can't name one.
Indeed. Oh, no, I totally hear you. I totally hear you. And but again, remember, somehow the Hamas groups and so forth, well, they're fighting this sort of George Washington fight, I guess. You know, because you see the protesters with the signs Free Palestine. I just kind of wish they understood exactly, you know, what they're even talking about here. But they see that, and they think, well, you know, let's go out and join in the streets. But I tell you what, Denise, hold on there for a moment, because we're going to start coming up to the break here in just a few moments. Caller, we've got a caller holding on the line. Please hold on the line, because we're going to bring you on after the break. Bottom of the hour break coming up. Folks, once again, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959 is the number. Stay right there.
I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Third Watch.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Hamas has recently released two additional hostages, citing humanitarian grounds as the reason. However, a senior advisor to the Israeli prime minister has expressed skepticism about this claim.
Releasing two, and they want to project themselves as a humanitarian organization. This is a brutal terrorist organization.
The hostages were identified as two Israeli women. Senator Ted Cruz is proposing conditions for federal aid allocated to public schools for broadband access. Additionally, Cruz's bill would establish guidelines to regulate the amount of screen time assigned to students
Muslims as part of their academic coursework. Former President Trump has stated that Sidney Powell was never his attorney in light of Powell's plea deal in the Georgia election interference case. He did acknowledge that Powell did a commendable job representing former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn in 2019. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
That is the number, 949-822-7959. If you'd like to call in and opine here on the program this morning, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we continue to race across your radio dial in the overnights all across America, the home for news and business and political talk, because we're going to be talking with our good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, here in just a few minutes. But we've also got Denise Simon, who's with us here for a third segment this morning. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
You know, we got a caller who's been waiting so patiently on the line, and wow. Want to go ahead and bring them in here. Line one, you're on with me and Denise Simon this morning. Good morning. Line one, are you there? Good morning. Hello, caller. Well, hopefully they can hear us. I know they can hear us, but they might be just to have set the phone down, perhaps. We'll go back here in just a moment. One more try. Caller, good morning. You're with us here on the program. Hello, caller. Okay, well, all right, Denise. We'll come back to them here in just a moment. That's right. Okay, so let's pick up sort of where we left off. Protests. We've got cascading issues and problems. Where is this all going?
Well, you know, God only knows, because one thing leads to seven more. If you look up hybrid warfare in Wikipedia, you know, a lot of things on Wikipedia is suspect. But if you look up hybrid warfare, one of the first things that comes up is what? Hezbollah.
Yep.
And interestingly enough, the former head of NATO was General Breedlove. And in February of 2016, he made the announcement in a hearing that Russia uses refugees to weaken Europe. and is directing the influx of refugees to destabilize areas and regions in terms of the economy and create social unrest. Well, if you read one of, his name escapes me, I can see him. Anyway, Bob Gates's books, which I did several years ago, he actually blamed the first part of our immigration influx under Reagan on Russia. And so that's part of hybrid warfare. So how much propaganda is out there encouraging people across the world to come to the United States? And this is how you get there, through our southern border. Mm-hmm. How much of do we understand if there's actually any advertising or encouragement for anybody that feels like they need to leave their country to come to the United States because the southern border is wide open? Of course. So, that again, that is all part of hybrid warfare. And so we think, you know, if you think of a military conflict doesn't lead to something else, it does. It's not completely separate from our immigration problem.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and see if we can get the caller back on the line here. Caller, line one, good morning. You're on the program. Hello, caller. All right.
Hello.
Hello, yes, hi. You're on the air this morning. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good. You're having some technical difficulties here. This is James in Clearwater.
Hey, James in Clearwater. Good morning, sir.
I'd like to bring up here. The more this gets delayed as far as this invasion goes, the more they have time to set up IEDs and all other kinds of sniper nests and everything else. I mean, these tanks aren't very good at hopping over things. They just have to roll through whatever. And it's got to come to a point where it has to go, because we're going to lose so many more people on both sides if this doesn't just get over in a hurry. I know that in the past, few decades, when there's been, it doesn't matter who's fighting what around the world, about every 6 months or so is about the maximum that the initial push of whoever's doing the pushing seems to stall out, and then things kind of dwindle down to drag on forever, like it is in Ukraine. So I would say that you got a pretty small window to actually go in there, clean house, and get things resolved. If not, it's going to be really bogged down. They're going to take a lot more casualties. And I'm really kind of concerned about it all. Well, what's your opinion on that, Denise?
I completely agree. Let's go to Ukraine here for a second. This military conflict in Ukraine didn't just begin, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. It began under the Obama administration in 2014. So we're almost at 10 years, ladies and gentlemen, almost at 10 years. And what did Obama do to stop Russia? Nothing. Nothing. So if he had done something, then we wouldn't have this problem here today, now would we? Again, we're risk adverse because Russia's got nuclear weapons. They're not going to use them. They're going to threaten it. They're going to move them. They're going to load them. They're going to do this and that, but they're not going to use them.
Well, Denise,
annihilated themselves.
Well, exactly. I was just going to say that, James. You've absolutely got the right point right there, because for some reason, back in the Cold War, that was still madness, but the idea of mutually assured destruction actually meant something to the Soviets ultimately. But with some of these different groups, I don't know that really is the case. What do you think, Denise?
It's definitely not the case. I mean, you got somebody who's hoping for a prophet to come pop out of the well to bring out an Armageddon, and you know, the more bloodshed, the sooner it's going to happen. That's totally the opposite thing. Mm-hmm. It's not mutual assured destruction. Just bring it on so we can end the world and be victorious and rule it.
I'm afraid you're right. I think you've got to. I mean, that's a mentality. How do you fight against that mentality?
Well, we absolutely beat him to the punch. We have a lot of extraordinary things that we can do. Nuclear weapons are a deterrent. You know, and all kinds of countries have nuclear weapons. The one that says they don't have them is Saudi Arabia, which is kind of false because they have first right of refusal to buy nuclear weapons from Pakistan. That's on paper. That's an agreement. To hear this nonsense is that we don't want to have nuclear weapons in the Middle East. Well, nuclear weapons are mobile. They could be moved anywhere.
I don't mean a first launch either. It's a means of neutralizing those systems so that they can't be used.
Precisely. Absolutely precisely.
Could be software. It could be bunker busters. It could be whatever.
Yes, Stuxnet.
I keep mentioning Stuxnet Part 2.
Yep.
But, we have... we don't have a hypersonic weapon. But we have some interesting weapons short of being hypersonic.
We're closer to that than you think.
Yes, we are. We have done some interesting testing. Absolutely right. And, I don't know. I haven't paid enough attention here recently to see what's going on in space and what kind of weapon systems are actually in space. But Trump launched the Space Force, and I think that was the right thing to do. And I think that, we have the abilities to deal with some things in space.
The Chinese approved there is that you don't launch things to blow things to pieces because the debris messes everything up. It's better to just wind it one way or another.
Well, sure. Or they might even try to use an EMP, for example, knock out different systems and so forth on the ground.
Well, I'll let you go and keep up the good work there.
Hey, thank you, James in Clearwater.
Thank you.
Thanks, James in Clearwater. Call back anytime, and we're always glad to hear from you. All right, Denise, we're going to be heading out to the break here in just about 30 seconds or so. But I appreciate you coming on again this morning, and we're going to look forward to talking with you again. Yeah, we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Good morning, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and also, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Take care. All right. Folks, we're going to come back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, none other than Chris Markowski. So stay right there,
949-822-7959.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
That's right, Oh What a Night, and of course, Oh What a Morning, because we have a lot more to talk about as we go across your radio dial in America in the overnights, 949-822-7959, that is the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning if you have a question or comment, especially for our special guest and, of course, our regular contributor. We talk to him every morning at this time, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You know, a lot going on, as always. I almost don't even know where to start sometimes. But I did see this earlier, and that is evidently some 50,000 real estate deals were canceled, last month, because of the high interest rates or buyers are getting scared off. That's according to Redfin.
Well, yeah, I mean, the dynamic changes in affordability. You know, they people maybe sign on to buy a home, and then you get mortgage rates up at around 8%, and then, you know, obviously the monthly payment changes, and that's what, you know, basically a lot of home buyers all about is what the monthly payment is. Same thing with cars, too. It's how much you got to spend every single month. And because of the higher interest rates, it's changing the dynamic. You know, however, even though you're getting those that are canceled, I mean, it's a very tight real estate market because there's just not a lot of inventory that's out there, which, you know, usually you would see prices drop precipitously when you would have rates go up at this level. But because of the fact that there's just not the inventory out there, we're not seeing the prices come down.
Indeed. Now, I guess some people would think, well, I can take a lot of equity out of my home. Is that something people are able to do right now? I suppose if they can pay the higher interest rates.
You could, but I mean, again, I caution people against using their home as a bank. I'm not a fan of that at all. I mean, maybe in an emergency, but you don't want to treat your home as such. Homes are interesting. You know, I've been talking about this for years. A lot of people, you think of them as this wonderful investment. You know, no, you need a roof over your head and, you know, treat it as such. Don't look at your home as this wonderful investment, because the reality is, if you factor in the cost of owning a home and the upkeep and everything that goes along with it, the interest costs, people are like, oh, I sold my home at a profit. But, you know, what did it cost you over this period of time? It's not like, if you took that same amount of money and put it into an S&P 500 index fund, you would have done a hell of a lot better.
You know, I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because I think that's something a lot of people would be curious about, the idea of investing. Because if you're not in the investment world, or if you haven't sort of, you know, done this kind of thing, it can be very daunting for people. In other words, because what you're talking about is like an alternative, and hopefully, and more than likely, a much more profitable alternative. How do you get people to get over sort of the anxiety of doing something like that, rather than this quote unquote the traditional way of riding the inflation wave for your home?
Well, you do the numbers yourself. I mean, if you bought a home and you held on to it for 30 years, it's a pretty good chance you're going to sell it for a lot more than you bought it for. So you take inflation into account. Again, you take what your interest costs are, and you take your upkeep and everything that goes along with it. You're not making as much as you think you are. It's just the reality. It's a bill. And I tell people to treat it as such. People convince themselves that, you know, their home is this grandiose investment. And, you know, I've owned several in my life. You sell them for more than, oftentimes more than what you bought them for. But what were the costs that were involved with it? If you did the same calculation, if you were a bat, you could hang from a tree and you didn't have to live in a house. And you just took that money into like an S&P 500 index fund, you would have done much, much better. But again, that's what I said. Treat it as something like it's like a bill, like you're paying your electricity every single month, or your heat, whatever it may be, and have a payment that's affordable.
Well, and when you look at investments, you look at companies, you know, if someone was just starting out, for example, how would you advise them to start? Because that's also very daunting, you know, to say, well, I want to look at a company, I want to invest in it. You know, what are the hallmarks, you know, that you kind of start people out with?
Well, I mean, you're just starting out. I wouldn't go look to buying so much in regards to individual companies. I would look more to exchange-traded funds, ETFs, and indices, and just start building up wealth that way. You can't diversify unless you have a decent amount of money that you're starting out with into, you know, a myriad of different companies that way. And oftentimes, you know, again, a lot of the younger people, I deal with this with my son. Right now is in college, who, you know, puts money away every single month and, you know, puts it to his Roth, and when he's working over the summer, he saves it and invests it. Is that, you know, you have the inclination to start trying to trade things, when you should be building at this point in time. You want, if you're going to, you know, buy an individual stock, you buy things that you want to hold on for an extended period of time. And I'm talking about you hope you're going to hold on to it forever. And, you know, that's the intelligent way of doing things. Not trying to get rich quick, especially when you're first starting out.
Well, indeed, yeah. Well, like anything else, I suppose you have to sort of get your feet wet and understand. But I'm always quite interested about this kind of thing, and this is what, you know, obviously your area of expertise. So I'm always happy to be able to ask you these kinds of questions. But economically speaking, you know, as we see the uncertainty happening in the Middle East, there doesn't appear to be any off-ramps yet. We could have another event that precipitates more conflict. And how do the markets, you know, how does business have to react to this? Is it just wait and see what happens, or do they start sort of front-loading some things?
This is the uncertainty of what's going on in the Middle East. And this is part of, you know, lending to some of the volatility that we have going on right now. Nobody knows. It can get much, much better, which we all hope for, or it can get much, much worse. And you learn to insulate yourself from geopolitical issues by owning the highest quality of companies. And yeah, there's times like this where, you know, your portfolio might take a hit, and you know, that's okay if you're dollar cost averaging and you're consistently putting money away on a regular basis. You get to buy in at some of these lower prices. So it's a methodical approach that matters. I mean, we're going to always have geopolitical issues. We're going to always have, you know, stuff that's going to, you know, affect the markets in an adverse way. It's just how you go about taking advantage of it and handling it. And one of the things, again, I try to teach people is that you want to build a smart portfolio and a smart methodology. You do things like this, and then you come coming out of bad situations stronger than you were going in.
Very interesting indeed. Well, there's also now this issue because of the divisiveness of what happened in Israel. To me, it's pretty clear cut. Hamas came across the border and massacred all the people, but yet we have people in this country who are protesting against Israel. They're sort of for Hamas, but in terms of companies and business, there's going to be a lot of division amongst the ranks of the employees, of the people that work in these companies. And is this going to be a nightmare of trying to navigate when some of your people are going to be pro-Hamas, for lack of a better expression, and others are pro-Israel? I mean, the politics are going to come right back at us now.
Yeah, I mean, if I owned a business, I'd be like, okay, you know, you want to keep your politics at home and you don't bring them into the workplace and get your job done. I mean, that's what you need to do. Again, outside of the workplace, I mean, we're actually seeing, you know, people getting fired based upon some of the posts and the things that they're saying or making at this point in time. It's difficult right now. I mean, you know, I'm in the free speech business, and you know, people sometimes saying, you know, you can't say this, you can't say that. And I'm like, well, you know, I'd rather people talk, because then you know who the idiots are.
Right.
One of the best things about free speech is that, you know, you get to know what people actually think. And, you know, you take a look at the cowards, the Ku Klux Klan, they go to these things, they don't show their faces.
Right.
I said, you know, we're going to have these rallies and stuff like that. It was one of the interesting things I saw on the college campuses is that some of these protests are holding, everybody's wearing a mask. And I'm like, if you really believe in what you're saying, well, then take your mask off and be heard. I don't like anonymity on the internet and social media or anything like that. I think you should have the right to say something, but I think we should also have the right to recognize that you're a fool.
Well said, Chris. Absolutely well said. We're hitting into such a very divisive time. I thought we were hopefully kind of coming out of it, but now this has occurred and we're starting to see this. Well, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street is the .com, I should say. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's the website, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, we are going to talk to you again tomorrow, sir, and take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, you can hear him on AM 860 The Answer, by the way, on the weekends. Check out theanswertampa.com for more information on that. Chris Markowski. And we're going to be right back.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.